What's your favorite thing about Christmas?
Presents.
Presents. That's what I got at the early service too. Presents, right? Why do we give presents? Oh, man. Why do we give presents? Because it was the day when Jesus was born. The biggest gift of all, huh? Do you like the Christmas songs that we've been singing? I like those a lot. I wish we could sing them all the time. I like Christmas trees. I like the Christmas story. I like pictures about the Christmas story. But you know our reading today? There was a king. His name was Herod. And by his sin, he kind of messed up the Christmas story. Or it seems that he did. He hated to think of anybody else being a king but him. And when the wise men came and they asked him, where is this king of the Jews who was to be born? He was not happy. He got angry and he started looking and he was looking. He's going to stop this king at any cost. Well, he wanted to kill Jesus. Was that a very nice thing to do?
No.
He kind of ruined it for Christmas, didn't he? Well, it seems so. But why did Jesus come? Why did Jesus come? Thanks for raising your hand. He came to die on a cross. So even though... Did Herod kind of mess things up at Christmas with his sin? Jealousy, anger, hatred... Can our sins kind of mess up Christmas sometimes? Maybe we fight with one another, or maybe we didn't get the Christmas gift that we wanted, or maybe we disrespect or don't listen to our parents. Can we kind of mess it up too? Did Jesus die for those things? That's a pretty good deal, don't you think? Does he forgive all of them? You guys are so good at this. He sure does. Jesus came as a baby born at Christmas so that he could save us from our sins. Good job. Herod didn't mess up anything, did he? He was a big and powerful king, but is he more powerful than Jesus?
No.
No. Good job, you guys. There's nobody more powerful than him. Should we thank him for that?
Yeah.
Good job. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that they know you and they know that you are super powerful. Lord, we especially thank you that you know them and that you have saved them by dying on that cross. Lord, as these kids grow bigger and stronger, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and stronger in the faith. We pray these things in Jesus' name.